Hello, it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Charlie, and as I'm sure you can tell from my ears, I'm a cat girl. Nya-nya. That little detail is important because I happened to hear a rumor that you were looking to adopt an animal girl. Well then, in that case, and I know this is sudden, I love to suggest myself. You see, I'm helpful, protecting, and loving. Just the kind of animal girl you need. So, I can say with confidence that there isn't an animal girl out there more fitting.
Than me?
Not this shit again. What do you want, Jessie?
Well, I heard that my precious darling here was looking to adopt an animal girl. So, I thought I'd come down to offer myself before they make the mistake of adopting a cat girl. After all, cat girls are just so basic, so cliché, but for fox girls, that's for only the most cultured humans, and my human here is very cultured, so I'm sure now that I'm here, they won't make the mistake of adopting an anime girl that sleeps for at least half the day and licks themselves for the rest. Listen to me, darling human. You don't want Charlie. They are absolutely useless. Not like me. I move mountains out of your path if it was in the way. I can be so helpful. So, for instance, I can cook. I know all your favorite dishes, so I can make them for you. I'll cook every day for you. It's really not a bother. In fact, it's a pleasure. So, why don't you adopt me and I can come inside and make a nice hot meal for you? One too hot for Charlie's sensitive cat tongue.
They don't actually know how to cook, you know. They're lying to you. Jessie still thinks that adding an ice cube to a glass of water qualifies as cooking. They even give it a fancy French name when they're done.
That's bogus. I kidnapped Gordon Ramsay so he could teach me how to cook for my darling. I didn't have him yell at me in my basement for all this time for nothing. So, my darling human, I'm great at cooking. I can even use my little fox fires in place of a stove. So, I'll be able to save you so much money on gas. They're that helpful. They're especially helpful for setting annoying little cat girls on fire. Do let me know if you ever get the urge.
Jessie says that they can save you money on gas, but with me, you won't have to worry much about money. Here, take a look at this check. It's made out to you. Yep, that's a lot of zeros. What can I say? I'm so devoted to being helpful to you that I sold my kidney to give you this money.
Look, see? Charlie's an idiot selling their kidney. I got you a check too, but I sold other people's kidneys to get the money. That's just common sense. You don't want a damaged cat girl with a missing kidney, now do you? So, just pick me.
Holy shit, Jessie, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, after all the things I've done, like stalking, wiretapping, and intimidation, I never thought I'd actually say this, but I want to call the police, I think.
Please, by all means, see if that helps you.
Anyway, so, my sweetheart human, let me get back to telling you about how much more helpful I am than Jessie. I can do chores, for instance, like taking out the trash. If you'd like, I can start with Jessie. I'm sure you don't want them anywhere near your kidneys after all.
Those are bold words for someone within clawing distance.
Those are some bold words for someone with less than 9 lives.
So what you're saying is that you can afford to lose a few?
Anyway, like I was saying, my sweetheart human, I'm way more helpful than Jesse. Take my prayers, for instance. They've been perfected through millennia of evolution to be helpful to precious little humans such as yourself. See, they release a certain chemical called endorphin, which can help trigger feelings of euphoria. I'll spare you the science babble. The short version is that my prayers quite literally cure depression. I'm sure that'll come in handy. But I don't think fox girls can purr, though. I mean, who even knows what sounds they make? But not only are my prayers positively amazing, see what I did there? I'm great at cat puns, and there are no good fox puns.
Cat puns get old fast. I'm sure you want jokes you can actually laugh at, like Charlie.
But not only are my purrs positively amazing, I'm also extremely handy. I'm particularly skilled at fixing broken windows. You see, my sweetheart human, Jesse, is a home invader. They broke into your home when you weren't around and left you with a broken window. They didn't even fix it. And honestly, lockpicking is so easy. Breaking the window was not necessary. But leave it to Jesse to suck at basic things. Following Jesse's incompetence, I quickly got to work fixing the window. I'm sure he didn't even notice they ever broke it. But really, that was so inconsiderate of them. They're such an inconsiderate home invader, not like me. The inconsiderate part, I mean. After all, while I was in your home, I replaced some of your food in your fridge with identical food that had a later expiration date. So, I know you must love me more than Jesse. You can go ahead and say it. Any second now.
Yeah, right. I know you love me more. My darling human, just like a Charlie's sad excuse for a tail. Who could love a tail like that? It's so sad and slender. Not super fluffy and bushy like mine. So, go ahead. You can fluff it if you want. And I know you want to.
Don't fall for their cheap tricks. They're using a tail extension. You can still see the receipt is attached.
Oh, my tail is completely real. I can assure you. Go ahead, my darling human. Go ahead and fluff it. It'll blow your mind like a moth at a lamp store. Charlie doesn't have a fluffy tail like this.
You won't have a tail to fluff if you keep on like this.
See? Doesn't that just feel amazing? Feel how nice and fluffy it is. I've never let anyone else fluff my tail before, you know. You're my first. It'd make a great pillow, I might add. If you let me inside, you can give it a test run. I've taken such extra care of my tail because I'm so devoted to you. Seriously, you have no idea how devoted I am to you. I would go to the ends of the earth for you. And not just on a plane either, because that would be too easy, so it wouldn't be much of a display of devotion, would it? And also because I'm on a list due to some of the things I've done for you, so they won't let me on planes.
They say they're devoted, but did they steal a top secret camera from NASA so they could spy on you in 1,000,000K resolution? I think not. You look great in 1,000,000K, by the way.
Charlie, I will give you 100 grams of catnip to back off.
Wow. That is a lot of catnip. But no, I love my sweetheart way more than all the catnip in the whole wide world. More than any scratching post. And I can't leave them with you, Jesse. You're a thief. You're the reason their socks always go missing.
Again, with your baseless allegations, Charlie. When will you ever learn? Listen to me, my darling human. You should really just pick me already. I even already changed my last name to yours. Here. I know what might change your mind. I got you a present to show you how much I care about you. Look, it's a doll I made for you. And to really get the sentimental value across, I even made it with some of my hair to show how connected we are. Like a part of me will always be with you. Charlie could never be this romantic. Not in any of their 9 lives.
Ew, my god. You don't want a doll made with some of Jesse's hair. Right, sweetheart? I mean, that's disgusting. That's why, when I made my doll of you, I used some of your hair. Speechless, huh? I knew you'd like it.
You know, darling, you don't have to suffer Charlie's incessant harassment any longer. Just tell us who you want to adopt. That's me, and I'll make sure to get them out of your hair.
Just tell us the truth. Who do you want to adopt? I mean, yes, we all know it's me, but tell us. You
want to adopt both of us?
On the condition that we don't hurt anyone else anymore? Especially not each other?
Does this mean I can't harvest any more kidneys? Can I just harvest one more?
Well, I know you don't like me, Jesse, and I sure as hell don't like you, but if it'll let me be with my sweetheart, then I guess
it's a truce, then.
Until they come to their senses and change their mind anyway.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that.